لقمان
given Luqman عليه الصلاة والسلام
حكمة.
What is حكمة? Various interpretations. Ulama of Tafsir has written that حكمة is علم الصحيح, فهم الصحيح, or عمل الصحيح. Must have the correct علم of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. علم which came from ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. The ilm which came from, which we know today is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that has come to us from that line, which has been adulterated first by the Shias and later by many firqa batila. That is not ilm sahih. Ilm sahih from Quran yudillu bihi kathiran wa yahdi bihi kathiran. So we have to see that ilm that links from us our asatiza, right to the Sahaba al-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, right to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will be ilm sahih. If we break the chain anywhere, you have a chain, you have a tasbih, and you break the string one place, the whole chain is broken. Whether we break it from just above us, we don't acknowledge our asatiza, then also our chain is broken. If along the line till the Sahaba, you have a complete, proper, and that is in our Darul Ulooms. And our Ulum is Ulum-e-Islamiyah, which is a distinguishing factor. It's not passing exams, but is Sanad. This is what is the end. When you get your real Sanad of Hadith, it's not that you pass the exam. That is a separate Sanad the Madrasa Darul Ulum will give you. You set for the imtihan, you pass the imtihan, etc. But the real sanad is your connection. That I heard this hadith, I got my ulum from so-and-so, he got it from so-and-so, until it reaches right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the only people in the world who have got their ulum intact like this are the Muslims. Our ulum is intact. So that is ilm-e-sahih. Then, fahm-e-sahih. That faham also must be the same that links till there. If I present an ayat of the Qur'an Pak and I make my own, give my own opinion, that's not faham sahih. It must be that which has come, what is called tafsir, and which the ulama of tafsir have written, and which is right till there. For example, your father is lying down on the bed at night after Isha, everything. And he tells you, Muhammad, bring me water. So, how will you give water to your father? In what will you give it to him? In a glass. He's lying down. I can see he wants to drink water. Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning, your father is standing by the car outside. His sleeves are rolled up. And he tells, Muhammad, bring me water. Now, in what will you take water? Bucket. So this proper fahim, a person who was not present at that place there at that time, the words are the same, bring me water. Now afterwards if you make your interpretation, but you don't know that the father was lying on the bed, etc., and he told bring me water, it's possible you will think that the water must be taken in a bucket. And when he wants to wash his car, then you will say bring it, you'll take the water in a glass. So those who were present, Muhammad is present there. He knows what was the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who were present. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said some words, the fahme sahih is only what they have got. Today if I take Bukhari Sharif from the internet, or I go and buy it when I go translation of Bukhari Sharif, and I read, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know what was the situation at that time. So only those who were present, they will know. So therefore, it is absolutely essential that the ilm must be also sahih. Faham also must be sahih. The person is talking on his phone, and you hear him, he's saying, gee, yes, 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 yes. This other, the last yes is also yes. But the meaning is completely different. Only a person who's present will know that what is the meaning All are yes. All are G. But this other G is complete. G, that is complete. I don't agree with what you say. What are you saying? What? Tell me again. Repeat. What are you saying? A complete different. So that fahm will come also with those asatizah who understood the hadith from the, and the Quran from their asatizah right up to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, our Darul Ulooms are the only places and in that minhaj and tariqah of our aslaf that this uloom has come, ilm sahih has come, and fahm sahih. And Allah Himself will protect us till the day of Qiyamah. That it will be found still till the day of Qiyamah. So we have to see that we have ilm sahih, fahm sahih, ilm sahih plus fahm sahih equals to amal sahih. Then we will have amal sahih. And from, as Maulana explained, the sohba. This is where we will get it. Those who had the sohba of those who had it above them. And the sohba, today, our ulum and our, what I call my ilm, my istidad, my ability, my capability, that we place a lot of emphasis on. But see the importance of sohba, just very briefly. The sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, are known throughout the whole Muslim world as sahaba. There were no greater ulama than them, no greater mufassirin, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, no greater fuqaha, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. All of them, what great ulum they had. But we never called Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Sayyidina Abu Bakr. We never called Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a great faqih. We call them sahaba. The whole ummah. The name Allah has kept on our tongue, Sahaba. And then, not only the Muslims, even the non-Muslims, they all refer to the Sahaba in their language as companions, the companions of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the greatest emphasis which Allah has put is on the Sahaba, on account of their, what was the distinguishing factor of the Sahaba? That Allah called them by that name, not by the distinguishing factors of ulum and ma'arif and fiqha and tafaqquh or any other thing, but by sahaba. That is one thing. The other, see, a sahabi comes, a person comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepts Islam. He has just accepted Islam. He has become a sahabi. He has got sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He dies after that. He didn't learn one mas'ala of deen. He has got no ulum of deen. He didn't make one salah. He didn't go in jihad. He didn't keep one fast. Nothing. He only had that sohba of that little wife of Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu was salam. It makes him a sahabi and the whole world's ulama, asfiya, atqiya, all cannot equal that one sahabi. On what basis? Sohbat. So sohbat is a, as Maulana was saying, this is extremely important. In Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh, you must have heard of his name, who lived about 800 years ago, and what ulum and what ma'arif Allah Ta'ala had given him. In one of his sayings, Malfoz, he says that يَكْ زَمَانَا بَصُحْبَةِ أَوْلِيَاهِ بِهْتَرَ صَدْ صَالَ طَاعَتْ بِهِلِيَاهِ. This is in Persia. That a little while, the company of the awliya, يَكْ زَمَانَا, a little while, يَكْ زَمَانَا بَصُحْبَةِ أَوْلِيَاهِ, in the sohbet of the awliya, بِهْتَرْ أَسْ, it is more better than صَدْ صَالَ, 100 years, ta'at, obedience of Allah, be-riya, ikhlas, 100% ikhlas. You know, ikhlas is one of the most important ingredients, not the only one, but one of the most important ones for amal to be accepted by Allah. So, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi, who was the Mufti Azam of Pakistan, very great personality, very good. He was a young man still at that time. He was in the Sohba of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi. They were walking from the Khanqa to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi's house. So Mufti Saab asked Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, this form, is it correct? That little while company of the Ahlullah, better than 100 years of ibadat, of ikhlas ibadat. So Mufti Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi said, Mufti Saab, it looks like you are thinking that the poet has exaggerated. He has blown it up out of proportion. So he said, yes, that is how I feel. That just a little while the company of the Ahlullah and 100 years of ibadat, ikhlas ibadat. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi said, in fact, he has understated. He hasn't exaggerated, he has understated. He should have said, yak zamana wa sohbate awliya, behtar as lak sana. 100,000, not 100 years, 100,000 years of ibadah. Then Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah explained, generally, the ulama explained this, that when you come in the company of the salaha, who have got, who are ulama rabbani, they are ulama also, and there are a lot of ulama, but they are ulama rabbani. Just divert here, remind me where I'm digressing, I don't want to take much time. But the difference between an alim and alim rabbani. We know Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, that person who killed 99 people. And then he asked an alim, halli min tawbah, was there any tawbah for me? He said 99 out of the question. And then he killed him and completed his century also. And he gave him mas'ala, the alim. That 99, what a jurm azim, what big sins you have committed. But then after some time Allah gave him again tawbah, and now he asked the alim rabbani, who knew not only the book and the laws, but he knew the mizaj of Allah. He knew Allah's nature also. And he said, by Allah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, it is my zawq, that a person who only said once in his life, Allah, with love and ikhlas, his work will be done. So Allah Ta'ala, imagine a person who is a kafir, non-believer of 99 years or 999 years. He's mabghuz indallah, hates him. He is nari, he's going to the fire of Jahannam. But he just says, La ilaha illallah. How long does it take? Immediately he transferred from Nari to Nuri, from Jahannam to Jannah, from Mabghuz to Mahbub. Just that one word, the person who knows Allah's mizaj, that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allahu Akbar. Now, going too long, Mulana, too much things are coming out by your barakah. Our Ustad, Allama Anwar Anzar Shah Kashmiri, the son of the famous Anwar Shah Kashmiri. He was visiting us, and he said that if a person commits sin in the terminology of the Quran Sharif, he is a zalim. The Quran calls a sinner a zalim. And so if you are a zalim, you committed sin, no big problem, no big issue. You just make sincere tawbah, istighfar, you will find Allah is ghafir. Allah will forgive. A person who commits a lot of sin, too much sin, he is called Zalla. He has committed a lot of sin. Also no big issue, no big deal. Just make tawbah istighfar, you will find Allah is ghaffar. You are zanim, Allah is ghafir. You are zallam, Allah is ghaffar. And a person, muntaha al-jumu, isme tafzeel, being there, no limit to his sins. He is zalum. And also no problem. You just make tawbah, you'll find Allah is ghafoor. And ghafoor is made of zeal, mubalaka, unlimited the forgiveness. And again, Allah is that ghafoor. When He forgives, then He does not only forgive. First of all, Allah loves to forgive. Ghafoorul wadud. Where there is love, you overlook. Your child, how naughty the child is. The child pulls your beard, it pains you. But you love for the child. Let another child come and pull your beard like that. And then see, the child gives the mother a slap also. But she ignores it. She overlooks it. Love.
Allah is Ghafoor.
Allah said, Nasr Qat'i, Quran Sharif. Allah is Ghafoor and Wadud. And then Allah, after forgiving, Ghafoor Rahim. If a person is convicted of a capital crime, treason, whatever, but he pleads to state president, prime minister, they give him clemency. But they will never say, okay, we forgive you, and we give you 10 blocks of flats also. We give you 5 filling stations also. We give you 10 farms also. The most they will do is forgive the person. When Allah forgives, what are 10 farms and what are 20 blocks of flats? Allah Ta'ala showers His mercy. Allah converts the sins into neek, into good deeds. That is Allah. So that alim who only knew the book and the laws, he was an alim. But he said, no, there is no forgiveness for you. But that alim who knew Allah Ta'ala, that is ma'arifat of Allah. Ta'alluq ma'Allah. Nisbat ma'Allah. And that is why if you make contact with alim Rabbani in the dunya, if you, Allah save us all, you meet up with an accident, your car is a write-off. Haram insurance people also say write-off. And penalties they say write-off. By Allah, you can be at the worst level. You can be more like the car, we say, became like a sardine tin. Completely finished. By Allah, you will never be a write-off. And who? Now, they don't want to go into detail, but just like Malik ibn Dinar, addicted to his bottle all the time, drinking. Fuzail ibn Iyaz, highway robber, humanizer, drinking, etc. But when Allah, no right of Allah, there is nobody who is a right of Allah will take. So that contact and that ummeed, that hope that will be put in you, is only from Alim Rabbani. And Alim, who is only Alim, will only look at the books. And he will give you your directions. From where did we go? Where and where? GPS?
100 years.
Gee, 100 years, that also, but before we came onto that, for what did we come onto that? Somebody who gives luqma like that, if the hafiz is making tarawih, and he makes a mistake in qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, he gets stuck. And you give him luqma alif lam mim dalikal kitabu la rayba fi. You have to start from there again. So when are you going to finish your tarawih? So the one who gives you your luqma, who corrects you at the point, then you just, you start moving again. So anyway, so Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, the reason Maulana Thanvi gave that the ulama e rabbani, that their company, this is their company, has this over 100 and 100,000 years. Because by their company, a person who was Nari becomes Nuri immediately. A person who was Jahannami becomes Jannati immediately. Their company is and in this world, in this times of ours, which we know people are so far from Deen, but you can't believe in these times how many people, what their condition was and what their condition has been. How they have changed. It is that flavor of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone loves love. And a person only speaks of fear all the time. This azab, that azab, halal, haram. Only by the book he's going, people sort of keep away from it. But when you show them the kindness of Allah, the love of Allah, how Allah loves you, everyone how Allah loves, then the people get drawn to Allah. Then though they are, Allahu Akbar, our Rahmatullah Ali says that Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof. You put it in 2,200 meters of water, even the vapor of water doesn't enter, waterproof. So what is it difficult for Allah, Rabbus Samawati wal Ard, Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard, to make a heart that is worry-proof? That you put that heart in 1,000 worries, but Allah made it worry-proof, not even the vapor of worry will enter. Allah makes his heart a sin-proof heart. No sin will enter there. And Allah has given us the nuskha, the prescription, that how we can make our hearts sin-proof, how we can make them, and not one to many, many prescriptions. If this one doesn't work, this one will work for you. That one doesn't work, this one will work for you. So to know those prescriptions, that's the work of Ali Mehabbani. Ali who's connect. And, for example, one person drinks water from a glass. He's got so much water. Juice, whatever you enjoy, it's only so much. One person got a jug, so he knows I can fill. One person got a bucket. One person got a well. And a well, Allahu Akbar. We went to Turkey in Jamaat very many years ago. We were going from Istanbul to a place called Toshanli. On the way, where we got off the train and we had to take a bus there, there was a fountain. It was Ramzan, we couldn't taste, but our friends told us 100% that fountain natural Pepsi Cola. Mm-hmm. The taste of it, the effect of it, 100% Pepsi Cola. So just natural. So anyway, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what was this?
Person who got a well.
Who got a?
Got a well of marifat.
Gee, the glass. And a person who's got a fountain, how lot is he good? And a person who's connected with the sea, how much? Okay. So when you become ulama-i Rabbani, your kitab is not, your ulum is not kitab-i ulum. So much ulum you got. All two volumes of Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, and Jalalain, and all that. The minute you become ulama Rabbani, your ulum is connected with the ulum of Allah. And that ma'arif, and that ulum, and that hikam, no end comes to it. It will just flow, and it will just flow. And there are many ways. We sit in the company of ulama Rabbani. They will teach us also, which comes in the hadith, a person who keeps quiet for 40 days for the pleasure of Allah. Allah makes the ulum and the fountains of ma'arif and hikam and ulum to start gushing from his bosom. One person, he kept quiet for 40 days, nothing happened. So they asked him, he asked, how come? He said, why you kept quiet? He said, so that this ulum and ma'arif. He said, the hadith said, lillah. That you kept quiet for Allah's pleasure. Not that the ulum must come, but for Allah's pleasure, then Allah should make the ulum. So all this, you spend the khanqah in a day. And when you go to your sheikh, don't go as a tongue. You got two ears to teach you, go as ears. Mm. Just listen. A baby that is born in a house where they speak Zulu, without learning Zulu, he speaks Zulu. He's born in a house that where they speak Arabic, he speaks Arabic. In a house where they speak English, he'll speak English. Because he was listening. He wasn't speaking. His tongue, Allah kept it just listening. And he speaks correct. He doesn't make mistakes also. In grammar, he doesn't have to learn the grammar of his mother tongue by nature. When we learn Arabic as a foreign language, we have to learn the grammar. Then we can speak correctly, try and understand and speak correctly. So this is if we spend at least one jillah. As Maulana said, 100% correct. And not of times of before, our Sheikh's Khadi Mirza spent with Hazrat 45 years. Our Sheikh, when he was a young boy of 17 years, he spent 17 years in a jungle with his Sheikh. Young people like friends, like to drink tea, stay awake till late at night, go about walking around, etc. But 17 years with an old man with his Sheikh. In a jungle masjid, small masjid, not a village also, jungle, nothing else. He spent seven. Then Allah Ta'ala opened. So much Allah opened on him that he was the khadim of his sheikh also when his sheikh, Man Abdul Ghani Purpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, made hijrat and came from India to Pakistan. They went and meet Allama Yusuf Bannuri, rahmatullahi alayhi. Walana Yusuf Bannuri did not even regard our sheikh as his son, as a khadim. Like a servant, he's being paid and made treatment. The way his humility, humbleness, etc. Afterwards, when our Shaykh wrote the Sharah, the commentary of Mithnawi Sharif, of Maulana Rumra, he says, I can't believe this is that same man. So much he was in his head. And he wrote this ma'arif and these things. I can't believe he's that man. So this is when we stay like that with our Shaykh, we will be shocked what Allah will open on us. But when we are all the time also talking, all the time blabbering, we won't learn. Learn to be quiet and listen. So may Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, give me so much joy to be here by Maulana Ismail Sahib, our wadir. then we to be here in the Darul Uloom, in this environment. May Allah choose us and all that we become ulama also, and we become ulama-i Rabbani. We also get connected to Allah, and we join the creation. Jidna لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَتِهَا وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَى عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. May Allah bless us with all that, inshallah. Jazakum. Bismillah. Time for Ishraq already? Yeah. Those who feel like it's not farah, it's nafil. But Ishraq, when it comes in a hadith, in one battle, and the spoils of war, and the spoils of war, booty, was being distributed. One Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made business in his booty, and he made a big profit. And whenever something good, you like to tell your beloved, like you come home from the shop, today was a good day. You did good business today. Whatever, whenever, you like to tell, so he went and tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today I made good business, lot of money. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, my sahabi is getting inclined to dunya. That was one thing. And he showed him the fazilat, the virtue also at the same time. He told him in the morning when the sun rises, all the gold and silver, the treasures of the world, the sun shines on. How much is it? A person who makes two rakats of Ishraq namaz is not more valuable than that, but more valuable than that when it is spent in that path of Allah. Like that, it's got no value, it's not even the wing of a mosquito. But when you spend it in the path of Allah, then it becomes valuable. So it is more valuable, two rakats of Ishraq salah. Ishraq Salah, you get the thawab, the reward of Hajj and Umrah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tam. And one hadith three times, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew my Ummah they're going to doubt. They say, Tam, Tam, Tam. To go for Hajj Umrah today, visa, agents, hotels, traveling, all those things. Every day we can take the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tam, 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 complete Hajj and Umrah. A person who makes his Ishraq namaz, his daily needs, Allah ta'ala sees. So may Allah give us topic regularly to make Ishraq also. And the minute Allah reward our Shaykh, rahimahullah, who explained to us, Ishraq is between 2 and 4 rakats you can make. When you have finished your Ishraq, even 2 rakats, your Ishraq is made. And then the time of Dhuha, Chasht, starts now. There is the oval time. The Afzal, the best time is 11 o'clock, half past 11. But this is the oval time. Today we know our condition, we won't have normally courage 11 o'clock to make wudu again. Go back to the masjid, go back to make 2 rakats on the musalla. So make it now in the oval time. And Chasht is 2 to 12 rakats. So make 2 rakats of Chasht, Dhuha. Your Chasht Salah is finished also. So easy. When you stay with Ahlullah, Wallah, you will see also Ad-Deenu Yusr. Once we were going with Hadrat on a little long journey here in South Africa. So Hadrat told me, read the Dua so all can repeat. How when we go in Jamaat, one person reads and we all learn and slowly be. So I went a bit longer. So Hazrat says, stop me immediately. What normally on our own, we see something, we have to do it in detail. But then we tire. We can't manage it. It's beyond our... But when you keep it short, just the basics, it's easy to manage. So therefore, deen also, to practice on deen, and see our dunya also carries on everything. That also, we need the company of Ahlullah. If we read in the kitabs, so much virtues of theirs, so much virtues. Many people, their wazifa soon, it's gone so long that they can't manage it and they give it up completely. Ahlullah will choose up which are the main ones for you. And then easily, and you'll get the reward of all that with a little effort. So this is the great benefit of keeping the effort. So Salatul Duha starts there. The virtues of Salatul Duha, that there are 360 joints in the body. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must give sadaqah for every joint. The Sahaba also got concerned. 360 sadaqas every day. Now see again, company. Of they had the company of Nabi. Now if you only read the virtuous 360 sadaqas, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that for every joint you have to give it. Then he explained that what is sadaqah? Smiling with a Muslim brother is sadaqah. And that also today we have to spell it out. That Muslim brother must smile with Muslim brother. Otherwise Muslim sister hears this and she said to smile with Muslim brother is sadaqah. Or Muslim brother goes and smile with Muslim sister, that is haram. There are many things that we are doing, we thinking they are good deeds, but they are haram deeds. To understand deen also. So that is also, you show somebody directions, is also sadaqah. But give him correct directions. Not like one Indian fella in Durban, somebody ask him directions. So he say, you turn right at the Robo, you turn left at the stop street, at the Caltex garage, you turn straight and you get lost. You turn straight and you get lost. So give them right directions, that is sadaqah. Somebody is putting his goods in the car, getting in, you help him also, sadaqah. Every small thing. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and two rakats of Salatul Duha is sadaqah for all 360 joints. How many people got gout, arthritis problems? They're going for knee replacement, ankle replacement, everything. But we didn't try Iraj, the treatment of Nabawi treatment. Read your two rakats of Duha, and inshallah it is sadaqah. And many of our, it comes in the hadith, that treat your illnesses and the illnesses of your ill people with sadaqah. Many of our mashayikh, when they were ill, they found out that the treatment for this, how much will it cost? So much. They gave so much in sadaqah. They didn't take the treatment. They gave sadaqah because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat your people with sadaqah. So they should get, and they should get well. What then? The shifa is not in medicine. Shifa is in the hands of Allah.
Yes, sure.
So Allah give us. And when we will do this regularly, Allah Akbar, inshallah, I'll finish. Now it's already time. When you do this regularly at home, so you are working in one company. Which company? The company of making nafil salah. Your chash, your duha, ishraq, awwabin, tahajjud. And any company, if you work and now you become an old man, what they give you? Pension. And they learn to give pension from Allah. Allah was the first one to give pension. Allah told, when the told such a malaika, now my banda, my abd is gone old now, he can't manage, but you keep on writing this. But if you're not working in a company and you're going to ask them for pension, they say, we don't know you from a bar of blue soap, who are you? But when you're working, you are making nafil. And Allah Ta'ala gives sick leave also. And Allah was the first one to give sick leave. Companies give 3 weeks sick leave. I think by law they have to give 3 weeks. But Allah gives you sick leave as long as you are sick. You are making all this ibadat, nafil. And now you can't manage it, you are sick, ill. Allah tell the malaika, keep on writing. Allah gives travel allowance also. When we go for your company government work, you are working for the government, and you travel, they give you travel allowance. First travel allowance, Allah gives 4 rakats farz namaz, Zohar, Asr, Isha. Allah makes it 2. Travel allowance. Now we make it easy for you. So Allah Ta'ala made that easy. And Allah made it half, not maaf. Many people are half sleepy and they hear Maulana said it's maaf. It's not maaf. So in travel they don't make their salah, they don't make their namaz. No, it is half, not maaf. And then all your nafil which you were doing, and now on safar you can't manage it, no problem. Allah tell the malaika, my banda, my abd is on safar, you write the same reward for him. So may Allah give us tawfiq to do this also regularly, inshallah. And as Maulana said, in Ramadan, now mashallah is holiday in the year, 5 weeks holiday. Then spend your time with us in Azad or anywhere else where your heart inclines with some ahlullah. And you will see for yourself, inshallah. And then you will see the benefit in your ulum. A common thing, which is with students internationally, is, what do you call it? Amal bil yad.
Masturbation.
Masturbation. Many, alhamdulillah, how many students who have made ta'alluq now? They, like this, normally you don't even ask the treatment for it, the ilaj. You just sweep it under the blanket, literally. You just keep it there, that nobody knows. But it's a major sin. And you don't think of taking the treatment for it also. Alhamdulillah, how many students have, just now I received the email, I gave the prescription, and I think it's at about 3 months now. Again, his letter came, alhamdulillah, Allah saved me from that terrible sin. Otherwise, it's such a thing that a person just becomes helpless in front of it. So all our diseases, we will get the treatment. And when you stay pure of your diseases, you will see yourself that how nice you feel. And you are getting migraine. Now you take treatment, no more migraine, how nice you feel. Any other thing, you had eczema, oh, your whole skin, body. But you took treatment, now you feel nice. Even people didn't want to make you salam also. All the sores on your hand everywhere, that you're keeping away. But you took treatment, now everyone likes you also. Now they will embrace you also. So take treatment of our spiritual diseases also. And don't think that there isn't treatment. And don't think I'm beyond treatment. Mm. That I'm a drug addict, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a womanizer, gambler. There's no treatment for me. I'm habitual, I'm addicted to it. No, Allah doesn't write off anyone. But this is ulama-i Rabbani, who we call Buzurgani-Din, Ahlullah. That qualities will come and then see the difference. Inshallah, make now those who wish to, 2-4 rakats off. You can make ishraq also, you can make jasht also. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب
إليك.
أشا، somebody wanted to become bear.
Yeah.
Who is it? Malana, they say you dig a hole for somebody, you fall in it yourself. I thought I trapped you, you trapped me. There was somebody else also. You're a student?
No.
MashaAllah. Somebody from the town where you. نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr,
from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sins of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my wants and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalalu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5-time salah with the Jama'ah in the masjid according to Sunnah, to pass during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. To be always conscious of my Islam and reformation. Oh Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadiriya, and the silsila of the Suharwardiya. Oh Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, except my tawbah and my bay'ah. Oh Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbah and nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima al-shahada, with afiyat, izzat, raha, and salamat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious. Now, the prescription, the medicine, as students, your main importance is your studies. That is the most important. Give your mutala, your takrar, your repetition, everything, give that due importance. Read Quran Sharif daily, 3-4 pages. That's not much. And read Surah Yasin. If you cannot read the whole of Surah Yasin, at least 10 ayat. Read 10 ayat. And at least 10 times read La ilaha illallah. And complete it the first time and the last time, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out all the wrong, the filth, the dirt from my heart and throwing it out. And with illallah, I'm putting the right, the positive, the right thing in my heart. Very soon our hearts will become clean. And 10 times Allah. And with this in mind, and the first time say Jalla Jalalu. And with this in mind, that oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you also love me, you come in my heart. Very soon we will be love of Allah. And it's 10 times salawat, duru, salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah accept it, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa hasna ibadatika. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbu wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbi. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.